NPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver temperatures reached a record low early this morning. Temperatures at Denver International Airport fell to 10 degrees Fahrenheit. The previous daily record of 15 degrees was set in 2020. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Hyrus says the below-freezing weather should subside soon.
Maybe one last freeze Thursday night across the Denver area, and then we'll kind of continue to slowly warm up through the rest of the week.
A freeze warning is in effect for the Grand Junction area tonight. Frost conditions will threaten newly planted spring crops. The federal government is considering additional actions to protect Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Lake Powell is mostly made up of snowmelt from Colorado's mountains. The reservoir has hit record lows and is dangerously close to not having enough water to produce hydropower for millions of people in the West. The U.S. Department of the Interior sent a letter to the states that share the Colorado River, saying more needs to be done to protect the reservoir. Officials have proposed to keep water in Lake Powell that would usually be released and used in downstream states. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The first Latino recipient of the Medal of Honor was also the first Coloradan given the nation's highest military decoration. His name was Private Joe P. Martinez, and a bill at the state legislature would rename part of Highway 85 in eastern Colorado in his honor. Martinez died defending the Aleutian Islands from the Japanese during World War II, which was the first invasion of U.S. territory since the War of 1812. Martinez already has a U.S. naval ship named after him with statues in Denver and Weld County, where he grew up. This is CPR News.